Police in Northern Ireland say they're investigating a bomb attack in the town of Lurgan that injured three children. The attack happened as a Protestant parade was being held in Derry, marking the lifting of a 105-day siege in 1689. Concerns had centered on a protest planned by dissident Republicans in Derry, which was to coincide with the procession. But the protest was canceled after a deal was brokered earlier in the week. A heightened security operation at today's events comes after a week of attacks by dissident Republicans. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This week saw a concerted effort by Republican dissidents in Northern Ireland to disrupt a peace process which resulted in a nationalist-unionist power-sharing assembly. On Tuesday, a former police officer in his 50s was left badly shaken after a bomb which was left under his car at his home in County Tyrone partially exploded. His attempted murder was the latest in a string of attacks this week, which also targeted security personnel. It also came in the back of a car bomb explosion earlier in the month outside a police station in Derry. In all cases, there was no loss of life. But the question that's being asked now is dissident activity on the rise? There are certainly fears. Irish Foreign Minister Micheál Martin says he is extremely concerned at the serious security situation in Northern Ireland. He also condemned recent attacks against the police blamed on dissident groups. Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson explains one of the main reasons for this renewed activity.
It's been steadily building up over the last few years. And there are a number of reasons why that's so. Ironically, one of the reasons is the re-establishment of the power-sharing arrangement at Stormont since 2007, because in order to re-establish that system, the British government was willing to give significant political concessions to what is now the main Protestant party.
It's been suggested that the British and Irish governments have held secret talks with dissident Republicans in Northern Ireland linked to recent bombings. But this has been rebutted by both London and Dublin. Northern Ireland's conflict, known as the Troubles, claimed the lives of 3,524 people. And although a much-yearned-for peace process heralded the end of years of bloodshed, the general consensus is that dissident Republicans remain highly active. I'm Lydia O'Kane.